Paddy's injury. Anything?
Yeah, I thought I'd get that one first.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
it's important. It's an important one. Had scans this morning, so we don't know the full details yet. Obviously, a lot of people have to look over those scans and let the experts do what they do. But, he's going to miss some footy, unfortunately, for us, because he's an important part of what we do. But we saw for, a good substantial part of the game that we're able to get the job done, without him on the field. So disappointing for the team and for him individually, but he's been through harder than this. So hopefully it won't be too long, we'll get him back.
How is he?
He's going well. I mean, mentally, he's we had a good win. He's part of a team, so it's just it's just disappointing short term. Hopefully, and then he can keep himself in good nick and come back ready to go in however long it is.
Has he got no knowledge yet of how many weeks that he may miss?
No. I mean, we're only speculate on if it's an Achilles injury, and you start to throw around numbers, but that's just purely, we're not experts in that at all. Our high-performance guys will have a look at it. Our doctors will have a look at the scans, talk to other experts, and they'll make a decision from there.
Do you know how it was caused?
Well, this is something he's been managing for years. This is something that Paddy's been... And he's elite when it comes to off-field, looking after himself. And it was one of those things that, watching some of the vision back, you're trying to find exactly where it was. Was there a moment where he felt some sharp pain or not? But it's something that's more of a wear and tear over time, and it's not one incident.
But obviously, you get Robbie Gray back for suspension. Is it just one for one, or do you have to look at bringing another tall bloke in to help with the rider scenario?
Yeah, well, that's a decision we'll make over probably the next 48 hours. Will be, do we bring in another tall, so a key ruckman to come in? We've got some young guys there that are knocking on the door that want to play. Obviously, probably not to the level of experience that. The Paddy's leaving the gap there, but some of our young kids will be keen to step up. It's just a matter of what sort of balance do we want to go in against, against Sydney over there. Robbie will come back into our side. It's then a matter of how do we look at any other change if we need to get a tall in. But we were really happy with what Westy bought. In fact, what he did was outstanding to step in and get the job done for us. And then it's a matter of, do you look at Charlie spending some time in there? Does Dougal Howard spend some time, or does Ollie Wines again try and play a an important role for us? And I thought Ollie was great in that role. So we'll talk that as a coaching group and make a decision.
Can Dougal ruck a majority of an AFL as a decent backup?
Well, look, we think he can. He's got ruck experience. We're probably reluctant though. We really like what he's giving us down back. He's part of a 7-man back line where. He was a really important part of that back line on the weekend, finished with 22 spalls, and he's got closing speed that we like. And you come up against Sydney and you start to think about matchups, and you look at Franklin and where he's at. He's in amazing form, and so what are we going to do in that area? But again, these are decisions that we'll have an even closer look at Sydney, make some decisions.
Obviously, you would have watched that game pretty closely last night. What did you make of Buddy?
He's getting better. He's getting better. It just seems like he just keeps getting better. He's a very hard matchup, at the best of times, but at the moment he's obviously in some rare form, and some of the stuff you watch from behind, you can see why he is the player he is. He works hard. He's got amazing talent. Super hard matchup, but we'll have to do it as a team.
So you mentioned Howard and the possibility of him, but Tom Cleary's record on Buddy is pretty reasonable in the two head-to-head meetings. Do you back him in to get that job again?
Yeah, probably not as... It's not as clear-cut as what it might have been, say, 5-10 years ago, where you're just going to match up and leave Cleary there and say, good luck. We do a lot of stuff with team defence and how we may be able to assist in that role. We haven't made a decision on which way we'll go yet. Obviously, Nathan Bassett's sort of looking into that, and he'll make a decision over the next few days before we train, and we'll try to structure something up that will work.
Does his record on Buddy give you confidence though that he could or someone else would do the job?
Oh look, we're back in our back six, and we're more than happy with the way Cleary's gone about his footy over the last couple of years. I mean, he's a hard defender to beat, so it would be a matchup we'd look at.
But he will need support, if you said just more your back six or seven that will have to
Well, yeah, team defence too. I mean, you look at how the ball moves in Sydney. You know, in that game on the weekend, Sydney moved the ball at speed and gave him opportunities in space. He's obviously not the only player there. They rely on all their players that they have for years. They're a super team.
Can I just ask one more on Paddy Ryder? Is it more of a worry or less of a worry that it's something he's had and managed for a few years? Do you know more about it?
Yeah, I think it's less of a worry. I think if it's something new that's popped up, you've got concerns. You don't exactly know what where it's going to head. But the fact that he's been able to manage himself and really look after himself, as I said, he's a lead off field. So we're confident that it won't be a major blow. It'll be something where he'll come back and he'll be right to play.
Hazing calculation? Is he green?
Yeah. Well, he's green, but he's showing some fantastic stuff at the Magpies level at this point. The way we've trained, we couldn't be more happy with what he's been able to show. He's a very young ruckman, and it'll be a really big challenge for him, but I've no doubt he could step up.
The Frampton and Laddams, the other two, in the mates with Hayes?
Yeah, spot on. So the decision would need to be made there.
Does the fact Sydney is so light on in their ruck stocks kind of help with selection this week, at least maybe, in terms of
Hugo? Oh, no, we haven't. We haven't really looked into that at this point. We played on the weekend against Sandilands, who's right up there with the best ruckman in the comp from a hit out point of view. So we felt like we were able to cover that. I mean, we're not winning hit outs, but Westhoff in there did a fantastic job. Ollie Wines, when he went in there, was able to hold that up for us. So by no means are we going into this game thinking about the oppo ruck and panicking with that. We'll make the decision on what makes our team look better, not so much just in that ruck position.
You sort of touched on it earlier. Some people are saying that Howard needs to go in the ruck, but your preference is to leave him in the back half.
Yeah, I guess if you're looking at where he's at the moment, you really like what we really like as a coach, but what we're seeing down back. But it may be that he has to pinch hit for us on occasion. Again, that's something we'll have to make a decision.
Have you looked at the tape yet from the weekend? What'd you like?
Of our game?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I have. I like the fact that we're able to control the game. I thought at times we looked under pressure, especially early. I thought Freo came out and really took it to us for the first 5 or 10 minutes, but we were able to get ourselves into the game and control the game. I thought most of the time we looked reasonably composed with the ball. We had pretty good shape on the field, and even though we couldn't put them away, and to their credit, they just kept coming. Eventually, coming into that last quarter, we were able to knock a few in and then prevent them from scoring. I thought the boys looked reasonably comfortable.
Did you notice a difference in entries? Last year that was your main criticism. Everyone made criticism of entries inside 50 and out of Watts, and I mean, can't kick everyone inside 50, but did you notice a difference?
Yeah, well, we did. I mean, hopefully everyone noticed a little bit of a difference with Motlop. His ability to finish going into our forward half. You mentioned Jack and what he can do with the ball, but I thought I think the way we moved the ball full ground gave us that opportunity. We were much cleaner going inside 50. We've still got a lot of work to do to get, I guess, to the level of where some of the sides are in that area, but it was a big step forward for us.
Now, you played a lot of 44 Sydney at the SCG. How big a challenge is that for Port this weekend?
It's a little bigger than when I played there, believe it or not. They've made the ground a little longer. But it's a challenge. We've known that. We've had mixed performances there over the last few years. A really poor one, and I guess the last time we matched up was a real positive for us. Showed us that we can get it done. It's a tough trip. Anyone who goes and plays at the SCG, it's quite a tough game, or anywhere against Sydney is a tough game. But from our point of view, our guys are really looking forward to it. I think they took a lot out of last year. Now our team's changed. We've got some new guys in, but we'll go over there with some confidence that we'll take on a real high quality side and give it our best crack.
And how did you rate the performance of the 4-year recruits generally?
Yeah, I thought all four of them were really solid. I thought obviously Motlop was a standout with what he bought, and he's probably on the end of a lot of things where people are saying, well, kicking goals and finishing for us, but even Rock, who didn't really light it up from a possessions point of view, he played such an important role for us. You could see when he was able to kick that goal that the team got around him, and he's super important to what we do. But Don Barry was fantastic. We just watched a few edits back with the boys, and just some of the things he's working on. He's got, if you compare him to the other three, he's got a substantial amount of improvement still to come, but some of the areas we've been working on, he really showed some great improvement, so we couldn't be happier with what he brought.
Must have been a little smile when Jack kicked the first among the coaches, and then from memory, Motlop kicked the second.
We're not too worried about who kicks them. We smile most of the time when we kick goals. But yeah, to get them involved, I think, is the main part. How do we connect our team up, and how do we, I guess, slot them into that part of our system? It's really good to see that we're able to work with them and bring out their strengths.
Did Rocky play that role every week, or are you pushing up the ground when you got Robbie Gray? Was he sort of a bit deeper before?
Yeah, well, it'll be slightly different. Obviously, with Robbie coming in, we'll have a look at what our team balances up like. Where does Robbie play his best football? But we'll vary that up depending on how the game's going and who the opposition is. But Rock will play a number of different roles, as will Robbie when he comes in.
Could you ruck Jack?
Yeah, we could do. We rucked Ollie, so...
we wouldn't ruck Robbie.
Throw Sam Gray in there,
maybe. We might ruck Robbie Gray. I'm not sure we'll win a hit out with Rob, but we might shark a few. It's interesting. Where's the game going? You see what Richmond are doing. They're not playing the second ruck, and they're performing really well. So there's nothing that you wouldn't try. But I wouldn't thought we'd put Jack Watts in there too often.
Yeah,